This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. The time has come to pray for America, pray for divine intervention in a very literal sense, because we are under so much attack, not just the censorship of the evil tech giants and the lunacy, the derangement, mass mental illness of these hysterical left-wing people just running around the streets, committing mass violence and running the media. And just, I mean, the New York Times just hired this racist, I think she's an Asian woman, just this extreme racist who said that white people should live in caves and be like goblins. She hates white people. It's everywhere now. It's in universities. It's in Hollywood. And it's in the deep state of the government. We are under attack from so many vectors right now that we've got to have some faith here. We've got to literally pray to God, ask for divine intervention to support our fight for life and liberty. We are the ones who are protecting life. You know, I mean, just think about it. I promote healthy living, organic food, reversing cancer, reversing heart disease, living healthy lifestyles. You know, this is really my mission. I'm known as the Health Ranger. That's really what I would prefer to focus on. And yet, I find myself in this fight for the First Amendment, just to even exist online, to have any speech at all. We're now under such an extreme assault where if this continues in another year, you won't even be able to talk about anti-cancer vitamin D. You know, if you post a story on vitamin D, you'll be banned. Or vitamin C, for that matter. I mean, or any natural treatment or essential oils or herbal medicine, anything. You'll just be shut down. Or if you say that vaccines contain mercury, which they still do in America, the flu shots have mercury in them, then you're just immediately banned and shut down and probably just blacklisted off the entire internet. That's what it's coming to, okay? So we're fighting for the right to exist in the online world, the right to participate in conversations. I mean, the right to express your freedom to speak. I mean, this is what we're fighting for. And it has reached a point where it's probably going to descend into a big civil war fight. It's what it keeps looking like to me. Although I don't want to see it. I don't want to see that happen. That's where it seems to be going. It's just become more and more evident with each passing day. So Jim Hoft from the Gateway Pundit wrote an article where he says, you know, pray to God, because we are under the most extreme assault ever. Not just in our lifetimes, but in the history of this country. The most extreme assault ever on the First Amendment and the right to exist. This is the civil rights issue of our time. The right to speak. The right to participate in public dialogue. To even the right to participate in civil society, okay? This is under extreme attack right now by the deranged lunatic left and the globalists and the deep state and the left-wing media monopolists. You know, they're all working in concert. It is a massive conspiracy to try to completely silence their political opponents. They want an authoritarian society, and we're dangerously close to losing America. You know, I almost can't raise the alarm enough. The people sit around and they think, oh, everything's normal. I don't see any doom clouds on the horizon. Everything's fine. Well, it's fine until the day that you try to post some truth about natural cancer cures or natural medicine or cannabis medicine, and then you find that you're blacklisted, you're banned, and then you try to post something in favor of President Trump. Oh, and you're banned for that as well. And all of a sudden, half the country is silenced. That's where it is right now. Half the country is silenced. And the liberal half of the country gets to have a monopoly on speech. Well, from that place, where do you think they're going next? They're going to go into a complete authoritarian communist society. And make no mistake, these communists, what they want is the government to control society with a communist, centrally planned economy where they seize your private business, they take over your land, your home, your business, your property. They control everything. And they tell you that you can't own anything anymore because now it's a government-run system for the benefit of all, right? All wealth must be evenly distributed, which means stealing money from those who generate wealth and handing it out to people who destroy wealth. That's what it means. They just want to put a gun to your head and confiscate all your money to make the global elite wealthy while they surrender your savings and your property to whatever people they have in line who are the least qualified to run anything. This is Venezuela in a nutshell. I know I've covered this before, but it's worth repeating that Venezuela is a government-run, essentially a communist system or kind of socialism plus. You know what I mean? It's like to the left of socialism. And the government just took over all the factories. And they had the government seize the corporations, and then they just ran them into the ground. And you wonder why people have no toilet paper. I mean, literally, government is so incompetent that government can't even manufacture toilet paper. In a country where they get free money out of the ground, just in terms of crude oil, just all they got to do is pump it out of the ground, and it's just like gold. They've got an unlimited supply of gold. All they got to do is pump the oil, and they still are collapsing. They still can't feed their own people. Why? Because socialism sucks. Socialism doesn't work. The only thing that works to efficiently assign resources in a society and efficiently distribute goods and services to the people, the only system that works is free market capitalism, a system based on, frankly, greed, individual greed. I was asking myself this just the other day, like, why do most people work? Why do most people go to work and do their jobs? I mean, I know why I work. For me, I'm the exception. It has nothing to do with money. I'm here on a mission. I mean, if all I wanted was money, you know, I would have done something totally different. This is not the way to spend your life making money. I mean, just think of the abuse that I go through. It's unreal. And, you know, this is a mission-driven life that I lead. But most people really are just working a job to earn money. And I ask myself, why? Why do they want money? Well, the thing is, they want more stuff. They want more stuff. They want a bigger house or a bigger car or a better school for their children. I don't know. They want more stuff. And so they need money to buy that stuff. And so they go to work and they work a job in order to get the money to buy the stuff to make their lives more meaningful in terms of stuff. And I don't know about you. I've got plenty of stuff. I've got too much stuff. Starting to sound like George Carlin here. I need a place for my stuff. But what I need, I don't need more stuff. I need more liberty. I need to live in a world where I don't have a radical communist left-wing regime that wants to come take my stuff. You see what I'm saying? I need a world where we have private property. Because, you know, I bought a ranch, and I live on that ranch, and it's a beautiful ranch, and I've got animals on that ranch, and I paid for it, and I just want to be able to keep my ranch. But the communists, if they take over, they will seize it. They will take it. And they will take your bank account. And they will take your business. And they will take your life savings. And they will confiscate your bank accounts. And they will take your gold and other precious metals. They will take everything from you. And I just want to live in a world where I know that the stuff that I've earned and worked hard for, and your stuff that you earned and worked hard for, that stuff is safe, whether you bought a house or a piece of land or you built a business. Like Obama says, you didn't build that. Really? I don't remember Obama helping me launch Natural News. No, I built it with your help. I mean, you and I built it, but the government didn't build it, okay? So with socialism and communism, they just come and take everything that you built or everything that you bought or everything that you saved. And that's their system. And they call that equality. Well, I'm sorry, but I'm not signing up for that. In fact, I'm going to fight against it with every fiber in my being. Because I refuse to surrender my liberties to a bunch of left-wing commies who are violent terrorists against America, who just want to steal everything because they can't produce anything, because they are useless, pathetic, barely human individuals who can't produce anything of value themselves because their ideas suck, their economics don't work, everything that they try to do fails. So their whole model is to steal your stuff so that they can redistribute it and they can live a life of luxury that they did not earn. And that's what the left-wing global elite is all about, all these wealthy elitists living these lavish lifestyles, living off the stuff that they stole from everybody else. I mean, you look at Maduro of Venezuela, he's not poor. Oh yeah, his people are starving, and women are prostituting their bodies out just to escape his socialist hell. But Maduro is doing just fine, actually living a life of incredible wealth. How can that be? Whatever happened to redistribution, huh? Oh, it doesn't apply to the socialist leaders. They don't redistribute their stuff to their people. It's only about coming and taking your stuff. You see, it's not redistribution, is it? It's just theft. Big government is big theft. Socialism is theft. Communism is theft. And atheism combined. It's just stealing everything from the producers of society so that the lavish, elite, corrupt globalists can live their luxury lifestyles, eating caviar and banging their $1,000 an hour prostitutes because they stole all the money from you and me and people like us who actually produce things. You know, we actually contribute to a society. We actually produce. I mean, we produce useful information that helps people live better lives, prevent disease, wake up, get empowered. You know, we produce information that materially helps people live better lives. And that's why the left wants to shut us down and the globalists want to shut us down. We teach you how to not get cancer. We teach you how to not ruin your child's health with toxic vaccines that cause autism, among other things, various neurological disorders. You know, we are the people who are helping humanity. And that's why they want to shut us down. So just keep all of this in mind when you ponder what you should be doing at the election booth. You know, you got to vote against the Democrats. Democrats will come steal your stuff. You got to vote against the Democrats this November. I mean, vote straight Republican this November one time only. I can't even believe I'm saying that because I've never done that before and I've never even promoted that. But this time, this is an exception. We have to keep a Republican majority in the House. Because if we lose it, then this country basically is lost. So this November, vote straight Republican, even if you're not a Republican. And I'm not an establishment Republican either. You know, I'm a pro-liberty guy. I'm a natural health guy. I believe in organic agriculture. I believe in disease prevention. I mean, for God's sake, I believe in food science. You know, I'm not a Republican. I'm not a big oil pro-Monsanto Republican. You notice how all the Republicans are like pro-pharmaceuticals? Well, I guess that's universal. The Democrats are too. I mean, you got all these vaccine-pushing Democrats out in California like Richard Pan, just insane, just poisoning children so they can get campaign bribes. It's just incredible. The evil of these people just knows no bounds. But the point is, vote Republican this November. And we might have a chance. But you know, ultimately, by the way, I've said this before, I think Trump might be the last president of the United States of America as it is currently structured, because I think we've got secession coming up, we've got breakups, we've got civil war potentially, we've got economic collapse that's in the cards for sure at some point, although we don't know when. America, as it is currently structured today, it's just about over, okay? And there's going to be a lot of chaos as things kind of get reshuffled. It's not going to be a pretty thing. So be ready. Be ready. And support Trump as long as we can. And be ready to defend your nation with whatever legal means you have at your disposal. And keep tuning in. My videos are at real.video, plus thousands of other people's videos. And my website is naturalnews.com. So I thank you for your support, and pray for America. Pray for yourself.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.